Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. And I really thank the delegation for their responses to almost all of my questions, in spite of it being too many. However, I have a small two follow-up questions. It's regarding, though you have emphasized your efforts in addressing the concerns and rights of the marginalized communities, a concern regarding funding. The most recent federal budget does not reflect an ongoing commitment to the implementation of the MMIWG action plan or commit any specific funding to improve Indigenous women's safety. When will Canada implement Call for Justice 1.8 to provide core sustainable funding to Indigenous women's organizations who are delivering prevention-based culturally grounded supports? And how will you implement a funding framework that represents and best address those most impacted by discrimination and violence? And there was one another issue that I wanted your observation on. It's regarding femicides, because reports indicate that a woman is killed every 2.5 days, a statistic that is quite concerning. Moreover, there is no data on femicide-specific research. So does the state party have any plans to recognize femicide as a distinct crime and include gender-based violence as a key consideration in sentencing?